tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings all from Sector 5 in North America. This is Alf Alpine reporting for SantaUpdate.com. It has been now 21 hours since Santa took off from the North Pole, and he and the reindeer have worked nonstop during those hours to deliver Christmas to the world. The flight has gone amazingly well, and Santa remains far ahead of schedule and on pace to set an all-new speed record. Let's check in now with Elf Marianne, who is watching Santa's progress in South America. Marianne, how goes it there?
Santa's having an amazing run here, Al. He's more or less covered most of South America and is focusing on the Caribbean, the Eastern Atlantic, and places far north in Canada at this time. The main coastal areas of southeastern Canada and the United States are on his radar, but I think he wants to wait a little while longer before heading there.
That's the word I'm hearing too, Marianne. Meanwhile, we have bedtime warnings that are starting to come in for some of the more western areas of Sector 5. Here with more on that is bedtime coordinator Elf Bippy.
You are right, Al. From Chihuahua in Mexico to El Paso to Phoenix, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Idaho Falls, Helena, Montana, Calgary, Edmonton, even Pine Point in northern Canada are all on Santa's bedtime list.
Bedtime warnings are great, but what about a stand-down order for tracker elves? Any word on that yet?
Not my department, Al.
Oh, sorry. I keep forgetting that. Let's check in with Elf Red Stocking then in Flight Command. Red?
Negative, Al. I was just checking on that myself. All lights here are green. Sector 5 trackers should still be on the job in all areas.
Interesting. Thanks, Red. That's the latest from Sector 5. This is Alpha Alpine reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.